Channel One Right and the beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday, the 20th of January, 72. At lunch, Channel One Right and the beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday at lunch, the 20th of January, 72. Channel One Right and the beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday at lunch, the 20th of January, 72.
If I know what you've got to do, you got to cut you some more wood.
Well, yeah, so I'm going to go back and cut some this evening.
Well, you haven't got but one block to cut.
Well, should've last me, didn't I? Skip.
What will?
Go. See, I go down the stars. First part of the night. Sit there by the fire. Then get late. By bedtime, I come home, go to bed. Tomorrow, I have to go to work. But I ain't gonna burn much.
Oh.
Can't burn much. Can't get nobody cut none but me. So, I have to make it go. Where to the go?
You don't go to bed by a coal stove.
No, I don't like to do it, but sometimes it's not so hot. Because I don't have nothing heated. It'd be kind of warm.
It looks like we've got a lot of people around in our neighborhood.
They ain't no good to you. When you need them.
And that's counting me. They're getting less and less.
They cut me some wood Sunday morning. So they ain't had a chance to cut me no more.
Yeah.
And you see that about. When was it? Monday? We had such freeze.
Yeah.
What day was that?
I don't know, but it was cold. I forget.
I said, you want some of this soup, Cass?
Not right now.
I said, Miss Daisy, you got plenty of money. Get you some sugar and cream for your coffee if you want any.
I told her she ought to be ashamed of herself.
Why should I be ashamed of myself?
Where I get money from. Of course, she got a plenty of it. That don't make me have none.
I don't get much of it either, Miss Daisy.
There's some bread if you like it with your soup.
Less and less help right here in this neighborhood. Do you ever get much help from Isaiah?
None. I don't think Betsy gets much from it. And I don't get none. I hear her complaining about him coming in late and he don't have time to do this. But I don't ask him. I don't ask him. Do nothing for me.
Well, he goes to the store all the time. He can run the errands for you.
Who? Ken, for who?
You and Bessie.
I don't know if he ever brought me anything from the store. And he don't bring her nothing much. She get James to bring her stuff from the store. If I'm going, she know I'm going. She needs some. She'll ask me to bring it.
she gets you to bring a little for her?
Yeah, she get me to bring little packages for her. So I don't think he's no help to her.
What was that you tell me about Monday? You were going to the store? And she...
Was
you,
it Monday or Tuesday?
You thought it
and
was that...
She wanted some... Wanted a can of okra and tomatoes. She said she wanted to make some soup that night.
Who'd you think it was calling you?
Huh?
Who'd you think was calling you?
Who's calling me? I thought it was the goose. I kept hearing that voice, but I didn't pay no attention. So, Richard, she come on across the yard out to the road, and then I made out who it was. And I stopped. He talked so much till I don't pay much attention to.
He's a great talker.
Oh, yes, he is all the time.
He hadn't been over to your house lately?
Mm-mm.
Let me tell you.
She keep the gate shut.
Let me tell you, Miss Hayes. Our friend Burnett, you know he's getting to be more important every day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She keeps him fastened up now. Most of the time.
Now I'm talking about Burnett.
Is he getting more important? Yeah. I don't hardly ever see him. I hear him, but
yeah.
I don't see him. Now I met him in the road the other day. And that's the first time I've seen him since he went back to work.
Let me tell you why he does. That big school bus of his. He parks it there in front of his house.
Mm-hmm.
It's too much trouble for him to take it in the yard, you see, of a trip he makes.
Mm-hmm.
He leaves it right there in front of the house.
In the middle of the road.
In the middle of the road.
That's right. I've seen it there twice. But he had to drive around. I asked him, I said, well, he don't know no Ben that ain't going to give you none of the road. But it say, let him keep on. Says somebody gonna learn him better. If he keep blocking the road with that truck, somebody, the right man, will walk upon him. Right upon him sometime. Park it right straight in the middle of the road.
It wasn't 6 inches past the middle, Miss Daisy. Now you know what you do when you when you're out on this road,
mm-hmm.
and you pass people.
Mm-hmm.
You get your wheels in one rut.
That's right.
And they'll get their wheels in another rut.
Another rut. The bonnet don't.
No. Yeah, last time I was by there, I stopped there a minute, and he was, that back in the summer. Hey, that's been a long time. Oh, I had something on my mind. I was going to get him to help me a little bit. that was the wrong idea. He was going to take that trip. I said, that's going to cost money, a trip like that. He says, I've got it.
Oh, yeah, he said he got his money. That's what he tells you.
Yes, sir.
Got his money.
And he hits that, he smacks that big billfold there that's sticking out of his back pocket like a lump. Yes, sir. I wish I could feel important.
See, that you could do it. I don't worry about it.
I've tried every now and then to feel important and...
Be important?
Yes.
I never have tried it, did you? Well,
let's try it. How we go about it?
I don't know how I go about it.
Oh, it's very easy. Very easy.
Important.
The only thing is, the first thing you know, something will take you down.
I know if I were to park my car out in the middle of the road, you know what would happen. I'd get hit.
Well, this is this thing I tasted in a long time.
Thank you.
Soup. Long time.
Well, we'll just go on and eat our soup. Makes your tummy feel good.
Mm-hmm. Make you feel good also.
Yeah, I think so.
He done drink his soup?
Yeah, he finished his. He let us finish ours now.
Well, did he put something else in you too?
Yeah, he helped it out a little bit. And doesn't hurt like it did.
Well, it's just one.
Uh-huh. One at a time, Miss Daisy. Yes, sir. You didn't get any bread. Did you want any? I have
no,
some.
No, here,
that's right. And have a piece of this with your coffee.
Thank
Does Miss Bessie have some pretty things in her wash?
Some pretty what?
Things.
I don't see nothing extra around.
I was telling him about one of those pieces you was ironing.
Oh.
With all that.
Oh, you took my clothes. Yeah. Yes, she has some nice things. Plenty of them, too.
Oh.
What does she have? What all does she have?
She have nice dresses, nice pillowcases, nice sheets, and something else she had. What was it, Miss Martha? Them things with lace all around.
Yeah.
That you put up on the outside of the pillows.
Uh-huh. Yeah, what would you call till it covers up.
Mm-hmm.
Till it's, I didn't know what to buy.
That's something special.
Mm-hmm.
That's city folks doing.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have that sort of thing.
Mm-mm. That wasn't like that.
She said you were a fine ironer.
Yeah, I've heard her say that.
Well, she watched me long enough.
Oh, she has.
Well, now that's funny. If anybody watches you, it looks like they ought to be able to iron too, but it don't work like that, does it?
Mm-hmm. Well, she's been to my house lots of times when I was ironing.
Uh-huh.
So she didn't come there to watch me, but as I was at it, while she was there, she looked. See, how was I doing?
I don't believe I could learn by just watching.
You have to try.
I have to do it yourself.
Well, I've done so much of that. So much of it. When I used to work in the field, I kept me 3 washings. They didn't have washing machines then. You washed on your hand, washed out the old boy. And I'd keep me 3 washings. I'd wash it at night, hang them up in the next morning before I go to the field. Take them in when I come back. But I did that so when it wasn't nothing to do on the farm, I'd have one. Washing to make me a little money.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I did that. Wash tonight, maybe I'll iron some tomorrow night, maybe the next night.
And well, then if you didn't go to work, you could iron all day.
Iron all day. When I wasn't working,
yeah.
I would iron all day. But if I was working, I'd iron when I come in from work and get supper and get the children all fed and everything. Well, then I'd iron some. Iron some tonight, some tomorrow night.
Well, people wasn't in such a hurry to get the clothes back.
No. I had plenty of time.
Now, would they give it to you every week? So that way,
every week
they wouldn't get all the stuff dirty at one time.
Now, Miss Bessie, she won't give me hers every week. That makes them pile up this high.
Yeah. Gee whiz.
After I get my breakfast and do a few things in my house and start on her washing, it takes me the biggest portion of the day to finish. But now, then she said, I'll pay you so much a week, but if you're going to keep it 2 or 3 weeks, that ain't a week. That's more than a week. but I don't say nothing.
Oh, I see. It's more than a week's wash.
That's right. When she first spoke to me about it, she told me she wouldn't have nothing to wash every week. She would just have washed every other week. But sometime it'd be 3 weeks. I went over there one day. She didn't bring it. She said she wanted hers washed on Tuesday. So she didn't bring them. So I went over there. I said, well, I looked for your clothes this morning, but you didn't bring them. She said, I didn't have nothing to bring. I said, oh. So I never said no more about it. So when she got ready for them to be washed, this is in the third week, she told them over there.
Herself.
Mm-hmm. She told them over there. She toted that big basket of clothes over there. To my house. I was out there washing mine. So she come right there where I was walking. She said, oh, I brought my clothes. I said, finally, find something to wash. She said, yeah. I said, well, why? You didn't let Isaiah bring them. She said, well, he was gone. Oh. Well, see, Isaiah brought them once. And I carried them back. And I thought she wasn't able to tote them. Well, she complained when she carried on, but after she brought that heavy basket over there, I said, she told him. I told him. It wouldn't take Isaiah but a few minutes to bring step over there and bring them clothes. Wow. Come pick them up. So last week, I carried them. She said, why did you bring them? I said, well, wouldn't nobody else bring them? And I wanted you to have them. I don't like folks' stuff sitting in my house. I don't know what might happen. I don't want nothing to happen to it to me. She says, I'd have sent Isaiah and them. I said, well, you couldn't send him to bring them the other day. So I didn't know where they was here or not. She said, he ain't here, but he coming back. I said, he always comes back. Just like that. So that was that. She said to me, she said, well, don't you bring them no more. I said, thank you. Why didn't you tell me that at first?
That was a big load of clothes.
It was. You see the... Yes, ma'am. It was a load of them.
And you done all them in one day?
I got them washed in one day. Then I ironed them the next day.
Well, would you just get paid for one washing?
I ain't got to pay for them yet.
Why, Miss Daisy?
I washed for her the first time in December. And I ain't got no paper nothing yet. she told me, and she asked me what, she told me the welfare lady told her to get somebody to wash for her. So she said, Bessie, you're not able to wash. Is it anybody live close to you that you think you might could get? So she told Miss Daisy, right, she lives close to me. I might could get her. She said the welfare lady told her, say you asked and see. And said if she will, say we'll pay her to do it. All right. And she come and told me, she asked me, she said, the welfare lady told me to ask you if you would wash for me some. I said, yeah, I'll wash some for you sometime. She said, she said that the welfare would pay you to wash. All right, that went on. Well, no more said about this washing business. I guess a week or better. So she come, she brought me a little strip of paper. She said, send her your name and date with dig on the price. I said, that's all. She said, yeah, just your name. So, signed my name on the paper. I guess she sent it in. I don't know. All right. And about a week, better, just more than a week, I don't know just how long, but over a week, she come back and brought a paper. And she said this. She said that you'd have to sign something else that wasn't enough. I said, did she tell you that's all she wanted? I said, that's what she said then, but I don't believe it. I don't believe they do business like that. She brought the paper over to my house and told me that you have to sign, say you can come over to the house. Next morning, I went over to her house. She said to me, I said, I come to see what you want on the paper now. She said, you don't have to put nothing on it. I'll take care of it. That's the last I heard about the paper. Till, well, ring Tuesday. I went over there for something. I don't go there much, especially when I got something to do. She said, oh, I carried her tomatoes and okra over there. That's what I was doing. She said to me, she said, I got a letter from the welfare. And I said, you did? She said, yeah. She said, she's going to pay you $10 a month. And I said, okay. I ain't hear nothing else about it. I ain't got no dime yet. And what the baby want?
This is getting long. This is getting long.
I ain't gonna say nothing to her as long as I can help it. And when I say, I don't know what I'll say. Yeah. Because it shouldn't take them that long if Bessie was transacting with them right. Now, this was in December. when I done her first washing. Well, you see, it's about time for her to have more washing done in January. I ain't got nothing yet. But I can't do all that big washing forever for nothing. I just can't do it.
We need somebody to keep that straight down there. James could keep that straight if he'd
keep
put
what straight?
That welfare.
Them welfare. What can James do with us, Ma? James can't keep himself straight.
That old station wagon running?
No. Some of them they need him. Now Samuel, he have to. Now he's using his ma's car.
Again.
But I'm mighty afraid somebody's headed for trouble. But if they buy and then you expect to pay for it. Now Samuel's car, it needs insurance on it. He ain't got no insurance on it. So they tells me. Laura, his mom got insurance on hers. So she let him use hers and she hitchhiked with somebody else's insurance. But at night, when he come home, he drives his. If he's home in the day, you see he's off every Wednesday. Go where, please. She's taking them. Well, he's headed for trouble, and he gonna get out. I said, with your help. I said, you gonna help him out? I said, I wouldn't give him a dime on it. I think he makes around $100 a week. What?
My goodness.
Well, what do he do with it? Why he save it for his insurance? And feel. And at home, he just ride around, this, that, and the other one. All right. She let him have her car to go to work. I tell him, I said, well, Law rides at night, too. I said, he can catch him at night as good as he can today.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what happened, but somebody had it with him that early this morning. It was some of them boys. I don't know who it was.
Yeah.
Think James Cad dodged it. You know, y'all, that don't make sense. That's poor raising. When your child get up a side, you ought to teach him you got to take care of yourself. And have him to understand that. And if he missed doing, don't help him. As long as you help him, he ain't going to do it.
No.
No. As long as you help him, he ain't going to do it.
Miss Daisy, that $100 a week, if you pay, keep a car going, and that gas, you just don't have any money left.
No.
Oh, that, all that car expense, that adds up.
But he know he got to have insurance to drive it clear.
Yeah.
And why don't he try to save some of this, what he just running around over the country, just hauling himself and others for nothing? Why don't he save some of it and buy his insurance? I think they say his insurance, his 200 and $22 or 200 and something, his insurance.
Yeah.
On his car. Well, he don't care so long as he can use his mom's. Steal and drive his.
That's money. Sure. Now that's clear money. That's out of your pocket, Miss Daisy.
Mm-hmm.
That's save. That's money that you save. That ain't money like you earn at $100 a month. That's what you got left over. You got to pay that insurance with.
That's right.
Well, he may have to get in trouble before he'll believe it.
Before he believe it. Well, when he get in there, his ma'll go crazy trying to get him out.
Yeah.
Sure. And I'd let him go.
I'll go for a few days.
Mm-hmm. It's all right. She was saying something. She said, well, he knows he needs this insurance. And if he somehow to drive it like that, the law get him. Why? That'll be him, us, him and you. That's him and you. Because James ain't going to worry about it. And I don't blame him. No, when they get in jail, James don't fool with him. James like me, he don't like jail. Huh?
Oh, he don't mess around there?
No. You know who do it? Doris and Elizabeth. Me and James don't have nothing to do with it.
But Doris and Elizabeth can do it.
Oh, they'll run their legs off and worry themselves to death if one do something to get in. Have to get in shape.
Yeah.
I don't worry about it. I don't. They know us better than to do that. Just like I tell them. I said, I'm going on out there to the gang. Work out there why. I said, maybe you appreciate the pleasure to have at home better. I said, there ain't no better to work out there in that other woman's son.
What'd she say?
I hate to see him go out there. You hate to see him do like he do. I said, you hate to see him be a lawbreaker. I said, but you can't stop him. I said, well, let him go on out there. I said, maybe they can do something about it. Maybe. If they couldn't do nothing about it, I wouldn't try. Mm-mm.
You know, I'm surprised at that. I figured James would be able to go right now.
James ain't studying him. And I don't blame him. They ain't studying him. Not they want him to do something. Well, to get him tight. They need a ride or need to go somewhere. The old car is out of fix in the shop or something wrong. Then they sing. He'll help them. He'll haul them to work and things like that. But when he gets through with that, it's your jail business and that and this. He don't bother with it. And I don't blame him.
He figure anybody in jail, the jail will take care of them.
That's right. They will. They'll take care of them. And you see, they just raised them wrong. If James would put his foot down on things with them children, it would be much different.
Ahead of time.
That's right.
Before it happens.
Stars, they'll do what the mom say do. They don't care whether they do what their daddy said do or not. He never had them to understand you got it to do.
Oh.
No. You don't pay him no attention. He'll get up there early in the morning, work on that yard, clean up around there a little bit. they won't do nothing. Them children won't do nothing. Well, you see, James don't have to work on that yard.
Yeah.
He got boys he's fed and raised them up big enough to do it. Whilst he do other things, they could do that. But they won't.
They never have been much around the house. They never have done much around the house.
I know it. They don't make the children do nothing.
No, sir. Miss Daisy?
Sir?
Didn't you buy some new teeth not so long ago?
Mm-hmm. And they wasn't a bit of time. I paid $220 for a set. And I come home that night, I was eating some chicken and rice. One of them broke off. I carried it back. Carried them back over there. He said, if anything happened to them, said, bring them back. I said, okay, I will. But he fixed the teeth free. But it costed me $4 and $5 to go out there to Williston. Well, I ain't getting nothing free. So I said, well, I said, you told me to not to chew bones. I said, I didn't have no bones. So we put some rice and he just broke off. Carried it back out there, come back home. That same evening, started eating my supper. I think I had some mashed potatoes and something else. Bit down on that thing. So another one broke off. So I told Elizabeth, I said, well, when I said, I don't want to go back there. I said, he don't do nothing. He don't have fixes. I said, I could have went back there that night and cared. I said, but what good was it done? I said, if I get old 10 and more money, I'm going to try somebody else. I'm not going back to him because it don't do no good. If you can't eat bread with him, you can't eat rice. Well, what you want with them?
Well, Miss Daisy, well, that's terrible.
You don't need teeth.
It's just terrible.
I've seen people eat pretty good food, not a tooth in the head.
Oh, yes, they have, but I haven't. Now, the teeth, what I want out, well, some of the bottom ones are still good. But the top one's right. I paid $30, and you know that's been a long time, to have what few I had in there pulled out and these put back. And they lasted for years and years. I didn't anything I wanted. They last for years and years. Then I go over there, gonna try to get some good ones, and they wasn't half as good as them I've had. 20 or 30 years, it was over 30 years, I eat anything I wanted. Fish, chicken, bacon, meat, or anything. Went over there, paid him $220. One of them broke out that night.
Brand new.
Brand new. Broke out that night.
Now, you already had a plate.
Mm-hmm.
But you had it so long.
Well, all the top, we see, was about broke out. Few of the bottom ones. So I thought I'd get it fixed. And then, you know, somebody said he was so good. If you're going to have your teeth fixed, go to Williston. He does good work. He do nice work. He do nice looking work, all right. But it sure was no good for me.
Well, who told you to go over there?
Well, my granddaughter and two or three others.
Elizabeth?
Yeah. Two or three others.
Who else?
Well, she was going by what she heard, because she ain't had nothing done to her teeth. They don't need nothing.
But you know better off than your wives before you paid that $220.
No. No better off. Well, it makes me feel like I just throwed my money away. But nothing beats a trial but a failure. And if I wanted him to fix them, I had to pay him what he charged. So that's what I did.
Well, now, he didn't fix your old ones.
No.
He made a whole brand new
set of plates.
That the uppers?
He fixed the bottom ones and the top ones.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, that's what he did.
You got them up and down.
Up and down. Well, now the bottom one, they's holding up all right. But the top ones, they just falls out for nothing.
Oh, they keep breaking out.
Keep breaking out.
You mean some more of them gone?
Mm-hmm. Three. But I'm not going back up there.
Well, you don't have to go. You can send them.
Send them by who?
Anybody.
Yeah, going. I don't see nobody to send them by.
Miss Mary went over there yesterday, the day before.
Oh, she did?
Yes, she did. She went over there to get a test.
Her teeth?
No. Her back.
Oh.
But she could have taken that open there. Mm. Well, I tell you the reason I asked you. I've had my teeth a good while too.
Mm-hmm.
And generally they're all right, but every now and then seem like they hurt.
Hurts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And there'll be a day or two, you see, I'll just keep them in my pocket.
In your pocket? about that?
Because my gum gets sore, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go to this dentist down here. And he filled some cavities down below. And he looked at them up there and he says, well, them, you ought to just get to replace them.
Replace.
When I got the bill for what he done on my good teeth, I decided I'd better wait a while. But the last time I went, I said to him, now I'm going to have to wait a little while and get a hold of a little more money. And I how does it run, this upper plate that you were suggesting? Well, he says they'll run this upper plate now, not both of them, just one, the upper plate. He says that generally runs, if you don't want anything fancy, it runs between $400 and $450.
One plate?
One plate.
Did you get it?
If I didn't want anything fancy.
Just plain straight.
Plain.
Well, where was you at?
I was at the wrong place. I didn't say anything. I didn't even say excuse me.
I don't blame you. If you'd have opened your mouth, you'd have said the wrong thing.
I couldn't have helped saying the wrong thing.
I know it.
Why, Miss Daisy? At that rate, both of them. Now that's, you see, with nothing to do to the teeth. The teeth are all gone. If that means if a man's going to have both plates and got a few teeth, it's going to cost him $1,000.
I'll just eat soup to balance on my life. Mm-hmm.
And rice.
That's right. Soup and rice. Pot licking bread. Milk and bread. Anything. Keep me living. It's just a shame.
Why, I can't believe it.
No, you can't.
No.
I wonder what he'd call fancy.
Miss, $450, Miss Daisy.
For one set.
For one plate.
Upper.
$450. They run, he says, between $400 and $450. If you don't want nothing fancy.
Oh, I know you couldn't ask him. Because you couldn't think about nothing but his price. You would have just thought about it and said, well, what you call fancy?
I couldn't think of that.
You couldn't. You didn't think of that.
No. The reason I asked you, I thought, well, Miss Daisy, I remember at the time, you and Ben both.
That's right.
You had your money and Ben had his.
Had his. And we went together.
Yes. And I remember you told me what you had. And I thought to myself, I've just got hold of the wrong man. I'll get Miss Daisy's dentist.
Well, you can get him. You can find. But I've got enough of him. First, put him in the parlor. Just like I told him when I went back there. I said, well, I could have come back that next morning.
Yeah.
So I said, well, I started to eat some rice. And some of them, one of them, and it broke out. Well, then the one fell out then. Bless my life, I come back home and I had some greens and I started eating some greens and bread. It fell out again. I said, well, you don't go back to Willis. I said, I don't carry you back there.
Because it cost you to go.
Yes, it costs. If I can't catch up with none of the children to take me, it costs me from $3 to $5. Of course, when they take me, well, I don't have to pay. But I do give them some on their gas and their time. Well, I pay them about $3 or $3.50 to go. I ain't going to do that. I don't mind paying for what I get, but I don't want them just to pay for nothing.
Well, I'm sorry I brought that up, Miss Daisy.
So you're sorry you brought that up?
Yes, sir.
Why?
Well, it's bad news.
Just bad news.
He just thought...
I just assume not know everything.
No.
This fella comes over here, that little trailer down there. he got in his car and run up to South Carolina. You know the way people do?
Mm-hmm.
There's a place up there. And you can go up there, and the same day, they'll pull your teeth out, make an impression, and have your new ones ready, and you're ready to go. $80.
Huh?
$80.
The same day?
Same day. You come on.
Well, now, figure gas and his time and all that going up there.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't run up to 220 at that. But anyhow, when he got back, he never could wear his.
It put him in too quick.
Well, some people, it works all right. Well, the way they don't guarantee the first set, but they'll do another one for you for $50, and they'll guarantee that one.
Oh, yeah.
But you got to get up there. And that's way up South Carolina, like you say.
Well, I think what little I have done, if I have anything else done, I'll have it done right around here somewhere. I won't get up to South Carolina. I have no transportation, then I'm not competent. So confidence in that stuff. I don't trust it so well. I'd rather, if I've got to have something done, have it done here. If I can go back there, or go where somewhere else. So I'd be up there.
That's a good ways. But he don't mind getting in the car and going up to West Virginia.
Said he don't.
Oh, he don't mind.
Yeah, but I ain't going up there to have work done. He just going.
He just gets in the car and turns on that little music box.
Yeah.
And sets it on 70 miles an hour or 80.
And hits 71.
Where he goes. Stops for gas.
By himself?
Generally, he got his family with him. They go back up there where the family, where his folks is.
Is that they home up there?
But they don't mind travel.
So while he's up there, if he need any work done, he'll have it done.
Yeah, he goes a little out of his way over there to that that clinic in South Carolina.
Miss Daisy says she's had the toothache in her lifetime.
No, I ain't had it in a long time, but when I was having it, I really had it.
Is that right?
Oh.
Really?
Tell me that toothache bit. Oh, that's pain. I had a toothache, I had three long hair. They was hurting. Well, they had been hurting. I'd put what's one thing in that thing.
What'd you put on?
It come as swelling.
Huh?
Swelling up. Oh, that thing swelled up there. I was working for Miss Floyd then. So I was up there getting in some woof. So something said to me, said, Daisy, so you better have them teeth out. If you don't, they're going to kill you. It was just like somebody talking. So Sam Miller, he was living here then. So I went on home and I sent one of the boys down there and told him, tell Sam, come take me to the dentist. He come. It was a man in an orange lake then.
Oh.
Pulled teeth. He pulled them for 50 cents.
Pulled teeth for?
Pulled them for 50 cents. He pulled two. I didn't have but a ball in my head. Bit me. So he pulled one. He said, "You got two more." There you put. He said, "I'm gonna tell you before I pull out. Some won't hurt you." He said, "But I'm not gonna hurt you as bad as you hurt last night." I said, "Well, pull one and see what you want. I know it wasn't gonna hurt me no bad enough hurting then." So he pulled one. That didn't hurt so bad. I said, "Well, I said, pull another." He said to me, he said, "Now this third one." So that's the one been giving you so much trouble. He said, "You want?" I said, "Yeah, pull it." So he pulled three. And that third one, oh, he said, it had an abscess on the root, right on the bottom of the root. I don't know what it had on it, but when he pulled that thing out, the blood just come out of that is mouthful.
I seen that, Don.
It's black as mud. Well, I had to sit there in that chair until that stuff checked up enough where I could kind of wash my mouth out to get home. Ooh. He said, "Now that's your trouble." I said, "Well, you think it's over?" He said, "Oh yes, I think it's over there for a while." I said, "But you got plenty more. You better get out as quick as you can." I said, "Thank you." So I got to where I could get my mouth washed out and get home. I went home. He said, "Now, nah, when you get home, I'll tell you what you do." He said, "Heat you some water and get you a towel. Just keep it there. Just keep that hot towel there, and that will keep that blood coming." I said, "Well, how long is this going to come?" He said, "I couldn't tell you that." So I went on home, made the children's heat me some water. He said, "Now the thing you do, you take you a dose, a good dose of Epsom salts when you get home." I said, "What would you call a good dose?" He said, "Oh, about a tablespoonful." He said, "Let your water be warm." And that's something I have hated all my life. Epsom salts. I don't like it. But I took it. He said that would help to cat the fever down and cat that swelling out. I took it. And I went to bed.